Imperator Somnium. It is a pity that your campaigns kept you from the triumph, said the Emperor. Your presence was missed by your brothers. Horus, in particular, spoke to me of his regret.
He knows that I would have attended had I been able, the Lion replied, a tone far sharper than any he had ever before employed in the presence of his father.
You are troubled, said the Emperor.
The Imperium celebrates, but its triumph is empty. The galaxy is not won because Horus has his great victory.
Recall my words to you. Alanor is just another victory.
Then why the pageantry?
Some men demand such pomp. They cannot accept the end of one era and the commencement of another without an occasion by which to mark it and give it meaning. Laurels must be given, honours and fair titles invented so that they may be bestowed upon favoured generals. Some men need recognition. The shadows around the Emperor's throne deepened, but beneath the layers of obfuscation, deep within the myriad guises of that singularly unfathomable being, the Lion felt the Emperor behold his firstborn son.
Some men, the Emperor continued, do not.
That was Lion L. Johnson, Lord of the First by David Geimer, read by Jonathan Keeble. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2020.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.